With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump says the war is going well and continues to break down Iran's military.
Iran has responded to President Donald Trump's address to Americans on the war with new missile attacks targeting Israel and the Gulf Arab states, underlining Tehran's insistence that it rejects Washington's outreach for a ceasefire while maintaining its grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Britain Thursday plans to hold a call with nearly three dozen countries about how to reopen the strait, through which 20% of all oil and natural gas traded passes in peacetime. The call will discuss diplomatic and political measures that could restore shipping once the fighting's over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Well, changes in the Trump administration. President Trump has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has given Army Chief of Staff General Randy George his walking papers. President's White House ballroom project is again a definite go. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The National Capital Planning Commission approved the project despite a federal judge's order halting construction unless Congress gave its approval. The Trump-appointed chair of the commission said the agency went ahead with the vote because the judge's ruling affects construction activities, but not the planning process. During a public comment period, comments were overwhelmingly opposed to the ballroom, which is estimated to cost $400 million and will rival the size of the executive mansion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump signing an executive order slapping pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs, from companies that do not reach prior deals with his administration. Companies that have signed a most favored nation pricing deal would then only pay nothing. This is SRN News. Very unusual decision by the Washington Post. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The newspaper, long a bastion of liberal thought, has published an editorial criticizing the Supreme Court of Finland for denying the religious freedom of a member of its parliament. Pavi Rasinen has been fined for quoting the Bible on homosexuality, and the Post calls the decision a farce, adding, quote, "It's not a crime to publish unpopular religious views." The paper goes on to urge Americans to cherish their First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new push to overturn gay marriage, Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and several other Christian ministries joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the United States Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision that legalized same-sex unions nationwide. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates on the rise. Here's Alex Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.46%. That's the highest level in nearly 7 months. Mortgage rates have now risen 5 weeks in a row. As mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. While still down from a year ago, the recent rise in mortgage rates threatens to dampen the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
Trump administration scaling back plans to dismantle Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Under the new deal, the Bureau's headcount would be reduced from 1,700 to roughly 550 staffers. That is down. Initially, the Trump administration wanted to take it to 200 employees. Applications for unemployment benefits falling this past week, down by some 9,000. More details at srnnews.com.